One country that's been hit hard by high food prices is Egypt. The country imports half its wheat and corn. In the past year, the price of bread there has climbed nearly 50%. So Egyptians have launched a series of strikes and protests. They're demanding that their government solve the bread crisis. Today, President Hosni Mubarak gave a response of sorts. Ursula Lindsay reports from Cairo.
President Mubarak proposed a 30% pay raise for civil servants today. The government had already promised an increase, but this one was larger than expected. The president made his announcement in a televised speech to a trade union federation.
The increase we are speaking about was going to be 15%, but I pressured the government to increase it to 30%, if the government has the resources.
The government itself has been under mounting pressure from ordinary Egyptians to do something to relieve the food crisis. There's recently been a wave of strikes across the country over high food prices and low salaries. In the industrial town of Mahalla, an aborted strike earlier this month led to anti-government rioting. Mustafa Fuda is a worker at the Mahalla factory. After the strike there, workers were promised a raise, but Fuda worries it won't be enough.
If salaries go up 15 or 20%, but inflation is at 50%, I still lose. There are many who work in this factory who don't make more than $80 a month. We want to live in dignity. We don't want to own cars or go to the movies or eat fancy meals. We just want to feed and clothe and educate our children. We want a respectable life.
Mustafa El Omda is a local politician in Fuda's town. He echoed the workers' complaints. He says Egyptians are paying international prices, so their salaries should be international salaries. There should be a balance. President Mubarak clearly hopes his announcement will temper the widespread discontent in Egypt over the rising cost of living. The government may also be hoping to subvert plans for a national strike called for Sunday. The Muslim Brotherhood and various opposition groups support the planned strike. Mubarak's proposed raise would help the country's millions of civil servants, but it won't help those who work in the private or informal sector, and it may not end the anger of many Egyptians struggling to feed their families. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo, Egypt.